Well, great news. Startup activity is on the rise. In fact, it's increased for the second straight year after a number of down years due to the recession. The key to the increases, more women, millennials, and minority entrepreneurs. The widely watched startup report from the Kauffman Foundation rolled out last week. And here to talk to us about it is Arnobio Morelix. He's a senior research and analyst at the Kauffman Foundation and the study's lead researcher. And Arnobio, nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
No question. This is good news, right? How good is it?
So that's definitely good news. We see just 2 years ago, we were on the lowest startup activity levels for the past 20 years.
Wow.
So this is a big deal. Two-year increase in a row.
And why is it turning around so quickly, it seems like?
So there is three key trends here pushing this increase in the recent years. Number one is more women becoming new entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So we see the startup gender gap. Who still exists between men and women, but it's getting narrower. And women have really increased their rates of entrepreneurship in the latest
year. Why do you think that is?
You know, there's a couple. First of all, we don't fully know, and it's something we're working to understand. But there's a couple potential explanations there. One could have to do with more inclusion-type initiatives that we see around entrepreneurship. Another one, it could be, we don't know that, but it's possible that's just like the labor market participation gap, the education gap, over time just narrowed and narrowed, it's possible that we see something similar with the startup gender gap.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Definitely a change there, you're saying.
So there's definitely a change in the recent year and a large increase that's definitely behind some of these increasing startup activity.
And I cut you off. You had a couple of other trends that you were going to point to there, a couple other factors.
No, I think that's great. So the gender is one, the startup gender gap narrower.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is we see a return of opportunity entrepreneurship. And here's what I mean by that. We see more people starting businesses out of opportunity rather than necessity, especially when you compare to the Great Recession levels.
So starting businesses out of opportunity, that means what exactly?
So here's what it means. It means people started their businesses not because they were unemployed, and that's what we measure as necessity entrepreneurship, someone who was out of a job and then started their businesses. Opportunity is when you leave a job to start your business or maybe leave school or another labor market status.
Do those businesses tend to be more successful because they seem to be coming from maybe the heart a little bit more than a sense of desperation?
So that's definitely part of the story. Those businesses seem to be more successful over time. Which is not to say that necessity-driven businesses cannot become successful,
mm-hmm.
right? They can eventually become successful.
Sure.
But there seems to be a trend on opportunity businesses having more chances of growth potential than the necessity ones.
And what's the final development here that's leading to this increase?
I think another finding here that it's really been building up over time is we see a sort of like new face of the American entrepreneur. When you look back to the mid-90s, 23% of the all new entrepreneurs were from racial minority backgrounds. So what that means is out of 10 new entrepreneurs in 1996, about only two of them were either Latino, Black, Asian, or some other racial minority. When we look at 2015, that number has jumped up to 40%.
Wow.
So out of 10 new entrepreneurs, four of them come from a racial minority background. And there's lots of things that could be behind here. One is just the increase in racial minorities in the United States as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But we also see higher rates of new entrepreneurship among certain minority groups.
And folks who examine the whole idea of poverty in the inner cities and everything else would see this as an incredibly welcome trend, I'm sure. This is big news for that community.
I think this is a really interesting trend here that definitely is something we can think about on how to leverage it when we're thinking about inner city development.
Hey, how do you define a startup exactly? So we're all on the same page. What are you going by there when you talk about startups?
That's a great question, Steve. And there's lots of different ways to define startups. Different folks can do it in different ways. But we do it in two primary ways. One of them is we look at the people. And we measure someone as a new entrepreneur when they first start working on their business as their full-time job. So it's a broad measure of startup activity. You left your previous job and now you're working full-time on your business.
Right.
You're a new entrepreneur. That's one way. The other way we measure it is we look at the companies and we look at when a company first hire their employee besides the founder. So, and then we use employment tax records to get to that. So two different ways, one at the people, the other one at the business.
Your report, to some degree, contradicted a study that Babson College conducted that showed that startup levels actually declined in the U.S. in 2015. You're saying just the opposite, Arnobio. Why would that be? What explains that?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. And the Babson study is very interesting. Kauffman Foundation was closely involved with it, perhaps like 10 years ago. It was a study we participated on. The key reason is because we measure it differently. So the Babson team and the researchers, they're looking at people who want to start a business, but they have not yet, or who are doing a business as a side gig. But we look at it with people working on it full time and with people who have hired at least an employee. And that explains the key differences.
I'm wondering, how difficult is it for you to measure what you're trying to measure here? I mean, and I guess I'm driving ultimately at how confident can you be in the results you're reporting here in a world that's as fluid and as fast changing as the world you're trying to chronicle here? And we appreciate your efforts, by the way. But how tough is it?
This is a great question, Steve. The short answer is pretty tough. And the Kauffman Foundation spends literally millions of dollars every year on like new data investments to capture entrepreneurship and understand.
Because people rely on the Kauffman Foundation's numbers, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And for this specific report, we use something called the Current Population Survey, which is the same data set that is used for the jobs report. Mm-hmm. And so it's, for us, it's over half a million adults in the United States every year. And if you think about the jobs report, it calculates how many people are unemployed. We calculate a similar thing, but rather than unemployment, we look at people who are creating new businesses.
That's
one thing we use. The other one is we use a data set by the Census Bureau that the Kauffman Foundation has helped fund, which gathers all employment tax records in the United States, so about 5 million companies, and you can look at like the businesses that are hiring, the businesses that are firing, the businesses that are growing.
Your numbers are based on some hard data here, it sounds like.
So those are, you know, both very large sample sizes, and in the other case, literally every employment tax record in the United States.
Hey, just briefly, do you have any sense of how Kansas City ranks compared to our peer cities when it comes to startups? Have you measured that yet lately?
So the last time we released these numbers were last year, and we're actually just about to release our Kansas City findings later this month. And I can't share yet everything that's in there, but what I can say is I think it's some pretty exciting news for the Kansas City community.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing it. Arnobio Morelix is a senior research analyst at the Kauffman Foundation. Thanks for the good information. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steve.